17 minutes away from 9 a.m., it is time for Local First. We talk about local businesses all across the greater Holland Zealand area, and Michelle Lonergan joining us once again. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Brent. How are you this morning?
Good. It's always good to see your smiling face.
Good to see you, too.
Do you have power at your house?
I do. I was very thankful.
I'll bet. There's a lot of people. Most of Ottawa County has power
starting
now, but
on,
some
yeah.
of Allegan County is still in the dark, and it could be until this weekend.
I can't imagine that. That must
crazy,
be tough. Very
crazy.
Tough.
Well, you brought a guest in with you today, and that looks like a familiar face.
Yes, I have Robin Allison back with us today. Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Good morning. I'm wonderful.
Good. And Robin is with the rental company. And Robin, you're here to talk about an exciting event that you have coming up in February. I hear you have an anniversary.
We do. It's amazing to me. I can't believe I've been doing it for quite this long, but it will be the 10th anniversary for the rental company in our area.
Wow, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. And I know you're planning some exciting things, but right off the bat, you're launching a new logo. That's always exciting. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I've been working with just an amazing designer, needed new business cards, and she kind of looked at me and said, would you consider a new logo? And I thought, well, maybe. And she just popped out with some things that she had started, and they are so exciting. Really kind of brings some of the added things that we've been doing with the business and blends those in with our logo. So we're really excited for a change.
Oh, that's really fun. A new logo definitely breathes new life into the business, doesn't it? So let's talk a little bit more about your 10-year anniversary. You're planning a big celebration. What do you got planned?
We are thinking that we're going to trick out our back room, do something fun in the showroom, in the warehouse, and do an open house. We'll do a little preview for vendors that work with us frequently but maybe haven't been through our new place or nice. Seen all of the fun new things that we've added. But we really want to do, kind of a cocktail party atmosphere, show people what we can do, but in an unusual space.
Oh, that sounds like fun.
Yeah, let them really see what we have to offer.
Now, you've been in your new digs on 17th Street for what? How long have you been there now?
A year and a half.
Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And I don't think many people know how huge your space truly is.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It is more than three times the size of our original space, and I just count my blessings every day. It's just absolutely an amazing place to work.
Fantastic. So celebrating 10 years, I see that you're going to be putting a much stronger focus on design in your event. So talk to me a little bit about that.
We have noticed as the business has evolved and as the market has improved that people are looking to personalize and, not do a tent in the backyard just the same way. They really are taking ideas from Pinterest and some of the amazing wedding websites. And what we're doing is helping people personalize their event in fun and unusual ways.
So. Ooh, that sounds exciting. So rentals, it seems like, are really changing. So the wave of the future, I see draping, lighting, soft seating. What is soft seating?
We have some really great white leather furniture, all sorts of fun pieces that you can bring in. We've got some beautiful vintage seating, using benches instead of chairs in some situations. A lot of different ideas. Some of that can be custom built. Some of it can be brought in from other areas, and our warehouse just keeps having more fun new things added all
You're
the time.
You're putting that space to good use. So people aren't just, renting tables and chairs these days. They're actually putting their personal stamp on it by actually creating almost an outdoor living space in some cases?
Yeah, definitely. And it's really neat. We can take very similar furniture and completely personalize and tie it to someone's event by creating custom pillows for them, pulling in some really beautiful, rich fabrics and layering the look.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really been fun.
That's got to be fun, the creative process in rental. So I know I just want to mention you also, besides all the great things you offer at the rental company, you guys also try to make a difference in the in the community. You really give back. So tell me a little bit about how you encourage your employees to do that.
We have always, because so many of our clients are churches and nonprofits, and they're also worthy of our help, It's very difficult for me to say no, but we had always chosen just a few organizations to give our in-kind money to or in-kind help with. And what we did this year is we put out basically a vote to all of our employees, our summer college kids, and let them choose some focuses. So whether it be hunger, domestic violence, you know, those issues. And so what we're going to do is once we get everyone's feedback in, we're going to find some organizations that fit the bill and focus our attentions in that way.
Well, that's pretty cool. Really,
yeah,
getting back
we're
to
really
the community,
excited.
The local business. I love that. So you are planning this 10-year celebration in February. So what is your address and what is your contact information?
Sure. Our contact information is the phone is 616-396-7300. Our email is info@wmrentalco.com. And our address is 430 West 17th Street. We're in the old Holland Ladder building right on the corner of Ottawa and 17th.
Excellent. I'm sure you can be found on Facebook, too, right?
You got it.
Awesome. Well, Allison, Robin, Robin, I am sure we will be seeing you back in February to talk a little bit more about your 10-year celebration. So thanks for being here with us this morning.
Thank you.
All right.
Really appreciate Local First.
Thank you. You've been listening to Local First. And if you have any questions or need more information on joining Local First, check us out on the web at localfirst.com.